I would like to be a detective.
Are you good with that stuff?
My girlfriend calls me Detective Cook.
Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it. Hey, there's the album name, Detective Cook.
Amy Cook doesn't actually need another occupation. We like her in her current post as the soulful tomboy of Austin Roots Rock. But she does need a name for her upcoming album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Melissa Ali. Amy Cook isn't originally from Texas, but she's an Austin gal through and through. Born in San Jose, Cook moved to Los Angeles as a teenager and marinated in the musical lore of Laurel Canyon. She began to perform live, she wrote the music for a documentary, and she built a foundation for her creative persona, one tune at a time. But it wasn't complete until 2005 when she up and moved to Austin. There she found a community of musical bedfellows who were the perfect sounding boards and collaborators for her casual and affecting style. She caught the attention of such locals as Patty Griffin and Alejandro Escovedo, who ultimately produced her 2010 album, Let the Light In. Now Amy Cook is putting the finishing touches on her latest project. Helmed by Nora Jones's producer Craig Street, it features David Garza and Michelle Ndegeocello, among others. And when she and Garza visited FUV, host Rita Houston asked her how she'd gotten to know Alejandro Escovedo.
He asked me to go on tour with him for a while, so we toured for the better part of a year. And we had just a really great time. And I'd play, and he'd be like, hey, that song was great. And the other one, not so much, you know. And he's like, those chords, that one's good. And so I was like, why don't you produce my record, you know? And he's like, that'd be great. And he's a guy that when he says he's going to do something, you know, he does it. He's just a really great person that way. And so we worked on the record, and he was just awesome. And you're right, he is all heart. So we went in and we had a great time. You know, nothing was, you know, weird, or it was just a lot of fun. And he's still a great friend, and we see each other a lot, and it's a lot of fun.
He's also an interesting guy in that he's not really like a producer. Like, he doesn't really produce a lot of other records, you know, so he really fell in love with your songs too, because it's not like he's one of these guys who does that stuff on the side or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he did. It was really sweet. But he has such a great mind for putting stuff together. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the strings he's always used and layering and bringing the dynamics out in a song. He has a real mind for it.
Once I was wonder-wide, I signed me up. I was the first in line. What's that I got caught up under? Don't you know that all of us are bound to stumble? I've been sleepwalking. You wake me with the sound of your beckoning. Let's go down to the river, sing a freedom song, now darling. From that city of silver to the blue of the ocean.
Amy, you live in Austin, Texas, and you know, that is just widely known as just a wonderful music place. Is that what drew you to move to Texas? Because you're not from there, but was it the pull of music and the desire to be a songwriter and stuff?
Yeah, I lived in LA for about 12 years, mm-hmm. and I had songs in TV and film, and I was kind of going down that way, and it just got to be not about what I really wanted to do. And Austin, I visited a few times, and I thought it was just, the music scene was so great because people just want to play. They want to play all the time, and it's a real collaborative place. And there's not really like jealousy about, you know, this or that. It's like people get together and they play music. Like, it doesn't matter if there's a stage or anything like that. It's like they'll just drop by and start playing music, and I love that. So it's been a really creative, great, you know, opening for my mind.
Hello, bunny. Run for your life, it's a cruel world. Better get you some money and a Bowie knife if you can. Dogs in the pickup, coyotes in the hills, babies in the basement, and mama's on pills. Hello, bunny, run for your life, it's a cruel world.
That's a live performance of Hello Bunny from Amy Cook's upcoming album. Before that, we heard Let's Go Down to the River from her 2010 release, Let the Light In. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.